changed my title a little bit. I don't know if you're like me, but sometimes after the fact, after the fact, I think is something better. But so today I'm going to try to answer this question. You're probably aware there's a lot of hype, a lot of interest recently on soil health tests, and some of them have been taken so far to come up with nitrogen recommendations. So we wanted to evaluate this for one of those tests, which is the Haney soil health test. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the test, the components of the test, and then its recommendation and how it related to EONR. So the first thing to know about the test is that the core component of it is the CO2 burst. It's when you re-wet the soil, you measure how much carbon is required off that soil. It's a rapid test. It's also known as Solvita. It's a common commercial name. And the CO2 burst is used to estimate a few things. One thing is a soil health calculation. So it's combined with water extractable carbon and nitrogen and their ratio to estimate a soil health calculation or score for the soil. Another thing that it's used for is to estimate nitrogen mineralization, which is then used to estimate an organic nitrogen release, which is combined with inorganic nitrogen to come up with an estimate of plant available nitrogen. That plant available nitrogen is then subtracted from a yield goal based nitrogen recommendation, similar to the one that Curtis just talked about, and to produce a fertilizer nitrogen rate. So what we did is evaluated that recommendation and the components of that test across 17 sites in 2016 across the 8 Midwest states. So first, the product of the Haney soil health test, the fertilizer N rate that it produces, did not relate very well to EONR across the sites. Showing here the EONR at planting and also the EONR with the split application. So the next thing to do was to drill down into the components of the test and see if they relate better to EONR. So the first thing we looked at was the plant available nitrogen estimate. And it actually related better to EONR, explained more variation. R-squares were modest, 0.39 for the planting and 0.58 for a split application. The next thing was to look at the soil health calculation, and it did even a little bit better than the plant available nitrogen calculation. R-squares improved a bit, and it explained quite a bit of variation in the EONR. Now, as a derivative of the CO2 burst, the soil health calculation and the CO2 burst were highly correlated. R-squares were over 0.95. So naturally, the CO2 burst explained nearly equal variation in EONR as the soil health calculation score. Now, this is quite important because the Haney soil health test, to conduct that test, costs about $50 per sample. But to conduct the CO2 burst, the Solvita, it's half of that. And what we found is that you're getting, as far as relating it to corn nitrogen response, you're getting as much information from CO2 burst as you are from doing the full test and getting the soil health calculation. So out of all the things that we examined of the test, the CO2 burst explained as much or the most variation in EONR. And it explained quite a bit of the variation, meaning that there might be some potential to use the test to help estimate EONR. Now, I will mention that we only did this in 2016. We didn't think about it early enough to try it in the other years. And it should be tested on other environments, but I think it does show some potential. Now, others have found that the CO2 burst is related to organic matter, a routine organic matter test. So we looked at that also, and we confirmed nearly the same thing that other people have found, that it is moderately related to organic matter. However, if you look at the relationship between organic matter and EONR, we know this, it doesn't relate that well. It doesn't explain a lot of variation in UNR. So even though the CO2 burst and organic matter are related, the CO2 burst is still accounting for something more. It's still explaining more variation in UNR. It's capturing the potential of the soil to mineralize nitrogen better than a routine organic matter. Let's say thank you.